Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help. You save. Price match applies to same item. Current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
You know what nobody tells you about custody battles? Sometimes the biggest red flag isn't what happens in the courtroom. It's what happens when nobody is watching. Right now, as we speak, there is a manhunt happening in Washington State for a guy named Travis Decker, ex-Army Ranger, combat veteran, father of three. All I need to tell you about this story is that he was dad, and the girls aren't here anymore. This is a story that you need to hear because it shows exactly how our system protects the wrong people. My name's Tony Bruschi. Be sure to give me your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube if that's where you're watching us. If you're listening to the podcast, please press subscribe, but also do check us out on YouTube so you can comment on this case. Picture this scene from June 10th. A helicopter circling above Kolchak Lake. Searching dogs are going crazy, and some hiker just spotted a lone man who bolted the second he saw the chopper. That man is allegedly Travis Decker, and he's been on the run for 12 days after doing the unthinkable, murdering his three daughters. Peyton was 9, Evelyn was 8, Olivia was 5. He suffocated them with plastic bags, zip-tied their wrists, and left their bodies near his truck at a remote campground. Same campground he'd scouted the day before, according to his cell phone data. Here's where this gets infuriating. This didn't come out of nowhere. Whitney Decker, the girl's mom, had been waving red flags like she was directing planes on a tarmac. She was told, or she rather told the court, her ex was living in his truck, taking the kids to sleep at the National Guard Armory, where, quote, dozens of other men were present. She reported he was paranoid, isolated, struggling with untreated PTSD and borderline personality disorder. One of her daughters was found passed out with a bathrobe tied around her neck at his mother's house. Didn't even tell Whitney about it. So what does Judge Robert Jordan, J-O-U-R-D-A-N, in case you're trying to spell it when you're Googling it, Judge Robert, J-O-U-R-D-A-N, Robert Jordan, do in September of 2024? He modifies the custody agreement, but still gives Travis unsupervised visitation because Judge Robert Jordan is really smart. Robert, J-O-U-R-D-A-N, in case you want to Google and look him up, and I don't know, communicate. He modified the custody arrangement, but still gives Travis unsupervised visitation. No overnight, sure, but he gets the kids every weekend and Friday nights, all day Saturday, and most of Sunday, because that makes a lot of sense with a guy suffering from PTSD, borderline personality disorder, and all sorts of other ailments that make it difficult for him to function as a human being. Let's put three little girls in his custody. Good idea, right, Robert Jordan? But he ordered psychiatric evaluations and mental health counseling. So that must solve the problem, right? Well, Travis refused to sign the court orders. Never shows up for the evaluations. Skips the counseling. And guess what happens? Absolutely nothing. Judge Robert Jordan does it. Keeps getting his daughters every weekend like clockwork. Because we don't enforce our rules in this system. We just wait till the children die at the hands of the borderline. 4 days before he kills them, Travis is Googling how to relocate to Canada. This is a trained Army Ranger who's already lived off-grid for months at a time. He knows exactly what he's doing. May 13th rolls around. He picks up the girls from their court-ordered visit, and Whitney notices something is off. He's quieter than usual, she says. She'd never seen him like that before. And that's the last time she sees her babies alive. Robert Jordan. Just so you know, Robert Jordan, that's what happened because of your idiotic ruling, Robert Jordan. When the girls don't come back, Wenatchee police try to issue an Amber Alert twice, both times. Washington State Patrol says no. Why? Because Travis has custodial rights and no documented history of violence towards children. I'm sorry, but since when does a combat-trained veteran with untreated mental illness who's living in his truck and refusing court-ordered treatment not qualify as a potential threat, Washington State troopers? Apparently need to wait until after he kills someone to check that box. Q Brooks and Dunn, only in America. Instead, they issue an endangered missing persons alert, which is basically the store-branded version of an Amber Alert, which doesn't really do anything. No cell phone notifications, no highway signs light up, just general, hey, keep an eye out. Message that most people will never, ever see. Meanwhile, Travis has already driven his daughters to Rock Island Campground and allegedly murdered them. By the time search teams find their bodies on June 2nd, he's vanished into hundreds of square miles of wilderness that he knows how to navigate better than most people know their own neighborhoods. The federal government takes over the search because they've already done so well on June 8th because local resources are tapped out. We're talking the FBI, U.S. Marshals, Border Patrol, National Guard helicopters authorized by the governor himself. Just think if we would have had paid attention before this stuff happened. If somebody had only said something, oh wait, they did, and absolutely nothing happened. Is our system working so good again? Place where we need to spend money to improve it for the well-being of our own children, but no. We got other stuff we got to work on here in the good old U.S. of A. $20,000 reward for finding him is on the table. SWAT teams from multiple counties, and this guy is still out there. Probably headed north towards Canada based on those helpful search terms he left in his browser history. What kills me about this whole thing, and I mean that figuratively, unlike some people in this story, is how many chances the system had to prevent this. The VA system that was supposed to help with his PTSD, underfunded and overbooked. He would have been waitlisted and redirected. Central Washington Veterans Counseling is facing shutdown within 6 months because of budget cuts. Here's a guy actively seeking help for his combat trauma, and there's nowhere for him to go. The family court system, even worse. They see a mother trying to protect her kids from a father who's clearly spiraling, and their response is to make sure he still gets his weekends. No mechanism to enforce those psychiatric evaluations that they ordered. No consequences when he just refuses treatment, just a collective shrug and, well, he has parental rights. Those rights apparently trump the rights of three little girls to, you know, stay alive. Whitney's attorney, Ariana Cozart, said something that should haunt everyone involved in this case. The inadequacies in the services for our veterans killed those children. And that's very true. She's not wrong. But it wasn't just veteran services. It was the judge who thought unsupervised visits were fine. It was the Amber Alert system with its checklist mentality. It was every single safeguard that chose to err on the side of parental access for a mentally ill person with a personality disorder. It's prioritizing that over the safety of the kids, making sure dad feels good about his crazy self versus these kids not being put into extreme danger. I hear the word borderline personality and I run the opposite direction. And you should too. And if you don't know why, learn about it. Trust me, it'll do you some good. There's a lot of them out there. And once you understand that sort of pattern with some of these folks, it makes the world a little different place. You start to see things a little differently, start to identify things a little differently, and you start to see patterns and behaviors that others don't see. But when you see it, you can know to avoid it even more than those that may not. And she certainly saw it. It was diagnosed in this guy. And even then, you have the diagnosis. The clinician saw it, saw the patterns of behavior, saw how he was presenting, and they said, you got this, dude. But then our court system doesn't understand shit half the time, said, oh, he's dad of the week. Let him have the kids. What could possibly go wrong? And if mom had stood up, if mom had said, you're not taking my babies, he could have called the police, he could have showed up, and he could have come back with a court order and said, see, it's my visitation time. And she'd have to try and argue with them that he did not get the court-mandated counseling that he was ordered to get, and the police are no wiser. They're just out on a call, and they're likely going to say, well, this order here says, ma'am, that he gets to have time with them. So he'd win anyway. You're ordered to get counseling, but we're not going to do anything to make sure you get it. And when you don't, you can still have the kids. We're just going to put it on paper. It's like those restraining orders that keep killers from killing the people that are trying to keep them away from them. They work so well, this magical little piece of copy paper here. This isn't some isolated tragedy either. There's a pattern here that repeats across the country. Parents show signs of mental health crisis as other parents raise concerns. Court maintains access because we've decided that biological connection matters more than actual safety. Expert Marley McLean calls it epidemic numbers of children murdered in custody disputes. There's even proposed legislation called Caden's Law that would require judges to get training on domestic violence and risk assessment. You'd think that would be common sense, but apparently not when you're dealing with life and death and people's custody and their safety, that these judges have, the slightest understanding of these principles, considering that's the main thing you're dealing with. Washington House Bill 2010 would bring those protections to the state, but surprise, surprise, it stalled in committee. Because why rush to protect kids when you can sit around debating procedural matters while more families fall through the cracks? The system didn't fail these girls. It worked exactly as designed, and that is the problem. It worked how it's set up, and it didn't protect the right person. Right now, Travis Decker is somewhere in the Cascade Mountains, using every bit of his ranger training to evade capture. Authorities think he's moving north along Highway 97 corridor, trying to make it to Canada. They're closing popular hiking areas. They've warned residents to lock up their properties and basically turn the entire region into a massive manhunt zone. Schools have increased security. Counselors are working overtime with traumatized classmates at Lincoln Elementary, where the girls went to school, where those little classmates of theirs will never see their friends again. And parents are left to try and explain why those little girls' daddy took their life. The community has raised over $1 million for Whitney, which is beautiful, but also heartbreaking, because no amount of money brings back Peyton, Evelyn, and Olivia. There's a growing memorial at Wenonachi's Memorial Park where people leave flowers and stuffed animals and probably wonder how this happened in their town. How a father could do this, how a system could let them down so badly. And here's what makes me angriest about this whole damn thing. Every single person who touched this case professionally will go home to their families tonight. Judge Jordan will probably sleep fine in his bed, maybe check the news tomorrow to see if they caught Travis yet. The Washington State Patrol officers who denied the Amber Alert will clock out at the end of their shifts. The VA administrators who couldn't find funding for medical health services or mental health services will attend their budget meetings and shake their heads about limited resources. But Whitney Decker will never tuck her daughters into bed again. She'll never hear them laugh or watch them grow up or embarrass them at their weddings, because everyone involved chose to follow protocol instead of following common sense. They chose to protect a system instead of protecting three little girls who just wanted to spend the weekend with their dad. The search continues as I record this. If you're in Washington State, especially near Blewett Pass or along Highway 97, keep your eyes open. The recording time of this is 11:19 a.m. Central on June 11th of 25. Travis Decker is considered armed and extremely dangerous. Shocking, I know, given that nobody seemed to think he was dangerous when it actually mattered. Don't approach him. Call 911 immediately. Tap him off a cliff. Sink a cheetah on him. But you don't want to risk your own safety. Tips can go to the U.S. Marshals at 1-800-336-0102. But here's my real tip. If you know someone going through a custody battle with a partner showing warning signs, don't wait for the system to protect those kids. Document everything. Push harder. Raise hell. But don't go into the system with no evidence. Don't go, well, they're a horrible person, and because I say it, no. See this thing? It has a recording device on it. It has two, actually, video and audio. Use it. I don't give a shit what your state's law is. Use it. Document, document, document. It's the best thing a court wants when it comes to cases like this. Otherwise, it's he said, she said, and you know what? Judges are human too, and sometimes they don't know how to make the best of decisions in those cases, because guess what? People can be manipulative and make shit up about the other partner just to have custody of the kids. But when you have one that has an active BPD diagnosis, and the other cornucopia of problems this man is going through, the judge knew better. So, judge, these little girls' blood is on your hands, and I hope you see their faces every night in your dreams as you go to sleep and go, maybe I could have been a better judge. Maybe I should step down from the bench after effing this one up the way I did. Maybe drive-through at Hardee's is a better option for me. The professionals who are supposed to safeguard children, they're too busy checking boxes to see the obvious. You need to do this yourself. Do not rely on a system to protect you or your children. They will not do it. It's not made to do it. Like I said, it's designed to work exactly as it just did. The system itself is flawed. It is not broken. It is flawed fundamentally in the way it operates. It needs to be broken. Because it's operating as directed right now, and it's not doing its job. And if you think your partner is possibly posing that kind of a danger to your children, don't let them get in the car. Let them call the police. Delay it out as much as you can, because clearly the guy with the BPD, the guy with the PTSD, the guy that's living in his truck, the guy that had been taking the girls to go sleep at wherever it was, the VA hospital, or I forgot the name of the place, but it was around all these other random men who are also homeless sleeping there. Trust me, the court's not going to side there when their feet are held to the fire. And unfortunately, this mother learned that the hard way. She wanted to have the best of hopes. This couldn't happen. It'll be okay. It'll be okay. It'll be okay. Until it's not. And I'm not blaming her whatsoever. She was put in a corner where there's nothing she can do that was going to be technically right by the system, and nothing that was going to be technically right by her girls. She tried to trust the system, and the system allowed her children to be murdered by their father. Three little girls are dead because nobody wanted to be the one to say a father shouldn't have access to his kids. And it can work the other way around. I've done it on the opposite way. Three girls are dead because we've decided that biological rights matter more than behavioral red flags. Travis Decker allegedly murdered his daughters 12 days ago, and he's still out there. But the system that enabled him, that's still functioning exactly as intended. And that should terrify all of us more than any fugitive in the woods. Tell me your thoughts in the comments section here on YouTube. I would love to hear them. Also, be sure to press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts so you don't miss any of our coverage on this and the many cases we're following for you here at True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. If you're listening to the podcast, want to find us on YouTube, just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. You can follow me on Twitter at Tony B Pod. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. Hug your kids. We'll talk again real soon.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64,000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64,000.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it. That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64,000. That's WATER to 64,000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64,000.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than two decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's Upwork.com, Upwork.com.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.